Welcome to an evening with Terence McKenna, Unfolding the Stone, Making and Unmaking History and Language, being held Saturday, June 1st, 1991, in Los Angeles. This is tape TMK-91-1, tape one of a two-tape set.
He's an old friend of all of ours, so I'd like you all to welcome Timothy Leary.
I, for one, am overjoyed to be here. This is one of those special, special evenings that we will all treasure. You know, as soon as I drove into that parking lot and I saw people getting out of the car, many of whom were still carrying the uniforms and dazed expressions of Grateful Deadheads. So, how many people were at the Dead concert? Huh? Yeah. And they're coming over later. They're just ending now, so believe me, we'll have an infusion of of wildness there. Terence McKenna means a great deal to me. I would say he's one of the five or six most important people on the planet. I can't even think of any others. Short-term memory loss, but... I was talking... Oh, by the way, I should tell you. Terence and I keep meeting in the most wonderful, mythic, adventurous places. I was doing a wild tour through Germany about a year ago. And we came to Heidelberg, and we were... being guested by some people that came right out of Hermann Hesse. I mean, wizards and gnomes and, you know, that sort of thing. Heidelberg. And there in a restaurant while I was having a sandwich before performing with some cybernetic people, there was Terence McKenna. And it was just so perfectly Hesse, Journey to the East. Yeah. So we meet again here tonight. I was talking to Terence backstage before we began, and we both agree that what he will be saying tonight has been said over and over again at all those high moments in human history when those who have gone within and understood about the brain and the inner treasures, we all come back and pretty much say the same thing. The problem is, though, that once you say it, you can't go on saying it and saying it and saying it. And when Terence came along a few years ago and was saying what I'd been trying to say, but naturally better, upgraded, up to date, I was so overwhelmed with gratitude, and I publicly thank you for that, Terence. By the way, the role that Terence is playing right now is one that takes not only vision, but it also takes fucking courage. We were saying backstage that Terence and I are a small group of philosophers who make our living not in the ivory tower, if you call it living, but just speaking it, chanting it, raving it, ranting it, no one has ever done it with more poetry and elegance than the speaker tonight. I'm going to say one more thing, and then we will have what we've all been waiting for. Terence reminds us that all human wisdom, all energy, comes from our beloved synergetic partners, the vegetable queendom. It all comes from the plants. Now, round of applause to the vegetables. Now, we all know that the human body, we have to have food. It comes from vegetables. We have used vegetables over the years, the essence of vegetables in the form of wood to develop fire, gas, oil, and so forth. Oil, by the way, is the number one crack addiction of the modern industrial society. But what we forget and what we look to Terence for tonight is to be reminded that plants have given us an even more important gift. They give us the gift of vision. They give us the illumination. And throughout human history, there are the Eves and the Pandoras. Usually it's a woman who takes this wonderful vegetable and gives it to humanity and says, be illuminated. And now, for our illumination and our pleasure, please join me in welcoming Terence McKenna.
Good job. Well, I want to thank Tim. That was a wonderful introduction. I know I wouldn't be here tonight if it weren't for Tim Leary. He was the pathfinder. He cut the way through the woods. He gave us all permission to be very much the people that we are tonight. And it's wonderful that one Irishman can hand it on to another and that we can keep it in the bardic tradition. Before I get started, I want to thank a number of people who've put a lot of energy into this event to make it go. Steve Marshank promoted and organized this. He's been at it for months and months. Roy Tuckman, Roy of Hollywood, and Diane have supported me and given generously of hundreds and hundreds of hours of airtime to put these psychedelic ideas across. And believe me, you hang your ass out to dry when you take this position. Tim mentioned courage. Nobody has had the kind of courage that Roy and Diane have had to push that message into this town. So we salute them. And Eric Alley did the wonderful poster. He's done them for these events for years. He's a beautiful artist. Christian Duffy and Jim Essex are here to see that you find your seat and stay in it. And we thank them for that. And last and certainly most importantly, Kat Harrison McKenna, my partner in building the dream of botanical dimensions. I sit up here and take the limelight and the glory. It's Kat who fashioned botanical dimensions into the functioning entity that it is. She manages it from day to day. We had a $51,000 balloon payment that I talked to you about in Port Hueneme. It's paid off. It's finished. The land in Hawaii will forever be dedicated to the preservation of plants with medical significance and significance to the human family. And that credit all goes to Kat. So let's hear it for her. And that brings me to, for those of you who haven't followed this so closely, to pointing out that this is a benefit for botanical dimensions. That's why it was 17 plus bucks a pop. And what is botanical dimensions? It's a small response on our part to a major problem. You all know that the rainforests of the world are disappearing at a tragic rate, and maybe that process can be halted through pressure on the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund and these enormous international agencies. But whether or not the clearing of the rainforest is halted, the loss of folk medicinal knowledge on the part of these tribal societies that have lived in balance and equilibrium and respect with nature for millennia, that is tragically going. There's no question about it, because you can't put people into a museum diorama and ask them to parade around in jock straps while the rest of us drive BMWs. They move into the cities. These people work in the sawmills. They take jobs in the tourist industry. And 25, 50,000 years of medical knowledge is lost. And Tim did homage to the vegetables. Even in today's high-tech world, fully 75% of all the drugs, prescription drugs, other kinds of drugs on the market, above ground, underground, come from plants. This is a priceless reservoir of complex chemistry, but it's meaningless unless the human experiences, the human lore is preserved. And this is what Botanical Dimensions is about. We have collectors in Peru, in other parts of the world, and we bring seeds, rootstock, living plants to Hawaii, and there these things are grown, as in a living library, toward the day when a more enlightened society will have the wisdom and the good sense to team up with the vegetable world and create a more humane medicine, a more humane religion that has some real life and light in it. So that's what we're doing out there. Any help any of you can give us, we're deeply appreciative. Spread the word. Since we began this project, many imitators have sprung up, and this was our intent and our hope, and great good work is being done. So please support the conservation of folk botanical and medical knowledge. So then, before I dig into this, let me just explain how it'll work. I'll talk for a while, then there'll be an intermission, and then we'll come back, and given however much time is left over, why, there'll be a Q&A, and we'll have a mic for you to line up behind.